CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Bob Schieffer has a rare admission. He says he started working in television for the money. In 1966, he was offered $15 more a week to anchor a Fort Worth, Texas newscast and jumped at the chance. That's one of the stories in Schieffer's new book, This Just In, What I Couldn't Tell You on TV. The book begins with Schieffer as a young night newspaper reporter who learned quickly how to carry himself at a crime scene.
In those days, we never told anybody who we were. If they asked, we didn't lie about it, but our kind of version of the First Amendment was everybody had a right to talk to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, even if they didn't know they were talking to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. We got some great quotes in those days before tape recorders, I'll tell you, Bob.
You were, of course, in Fort Worth when President Kennedy was killed in Dallas nearby, and you went into the office and answered phones.
The city editors had sort of panicked and then sent everybody to Dallas to the scene of the crime, and I had literally walked into the office, picked up a phone, and a woman said, "Is there anybody there who can give me a ride to Dallas?" And I said, "Lady, this is not the taxi service, and besides, the president has been shot." And she says, "Yes, I heard it on the radio. My son is the one that they have arrested, and it was Lee Harvey Oswald's mother." And so I went with another reporter named Bill Foster. We drove her to Dallas that day. I interviewed her on the way, and toward dark, she asked if she could see her son, and one person, I think it was an FBI agent, finally said, "Who are you?" And when I told him, I guess I got my first legitimate death threat as an adult, because he said something like, "I'm going to kill you if I ever see you again."
You got the paper to send you to Vietnam.
I did, and I spent 4 months there just tracking down kids from the Fort Worth area in Texas, and their parents would write letters, and I'd just line these letters up and then go out into the field and find them. They were very lonely, and I remember very well walking up to one tough young Marine in full battle gear, and I said, "I'm from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and your mom asked me to come over and see how you were," and he just broke down into sobs. So I don't know how much journalism that was, but I really felt good about it, and I'll never forget those kids.
You went back to Fort Worth and got into television, anchoring a news program, and somebody here in Washington was watching you because they pulled you up here. You went from Channel 5 in Fort Worth to Channel 5 in Washington.
I did. I was hired by Metro Media. I thought as one last chance, I'd make one more run at the networks. I'd tried for 5 years, had never been able to get an appointment, so I just walked over to the CBS Bureau one day and sort of barged my way into the office of the Bureau Chief, a man named Bill Small. And as I got off the elevator, I said to this woman, "I'm Bob Schieffer, I've come to see Mr. Small." And she said, "Oh yes, go right in, Bob." And I was just ushered in. Years later, I thought back on it, and I remembered seeing a young reporter at one of the local stations getting off the elevator as I was leaving. And so I called him, and I said, "Bob," it was Bob Hager is who it was. I said, "Bob, did you by any chance have an appointment to see Bill Small in the spring of 1969? He said, "Yes, I did." He said, "I was coming over there to apply for a job," said, "I saw him, but nothing ever came of it, so I went to work at NBC. Well, that's Bob Hager, Robert Hager. I just got in totally by accident.
That CBS Washington Bureau in the 70s, you know, we were right across the street from you.
Yes, absolutely.
And across the street, giants walked the earth. You had Eric Severide, you had the Cow Brothers, you had Dan Shore, Dan Rather, Roger Mudd. An incredible amount of talent.
I think it was the best bureau in the world. I'll never forget the day that I walked in there. It was like a little leaguer suddenly being called a pinch hit for Mickey Mantle or something in Yankee Stadium.
They made you the anchor of the morning program and flattered you by telling you that the chairman, William Paley, watched you every day.
Yes, and that's why I was so surprised one morning when I was doing the morning news and looked up and saw Mr. Paley on the Today Show being interviewed by my old friend Tom Brokaw. Those of us at CBS, we were so far down the line, we didn't even know Mr. Paley had written a book, and there he was promoting it on the Today Show, and I was just furious about it. But I thought, you know, there's not much I can do about it. A couple of days later, here I get a fine 8x10 glossy photo of Bill Paley and Tom Brokaw on the set of the Today Show, and Tom's inscribed it, "Bob, you owe me a chicken fried steak. I told Mr. Paley you're doing a great job over there at CBS." I thought if he's going to think I owe him a chicken fried steak, I'll just send him one. So I had my brother down in Texas send Mr. Brokaw a chicken fried steak. I didn't bother to chicken fry it. I just sent it raw, and he didn't refrigerate it.
Capitol Hill was a lot more fun. And that gave you what? The quadrifecta? You got the Pentagon, the White House, State Department, and Capitol Hill.
Yeah, I guess I'm one of the few people, maybe the only person who has ever covered all four of those beats for any extended period of time. And it remains my favorite beat because the Congress is really the National Zoo. And I mean that in the sense of you go there, and there's one example of every kind of American in this wide and diverse country that we have. But the best thing about the Congress is that it is the last place where you can have face-to-face interviews and interaction with the newsmakers themselves.
And when they made you moderator of Face the Nation, you could really do your stuff.
Yeah, that was even better because I didn't even have to go to the newsmakers. They were coming to me.
That show's all about booking, getting the perfect guest.
It is, and it's what we try not to do is ever cancel a guest. And if you get the reputation of canceling people at the last minute, they won't give you a chance the next time.
Occasionally, they cancel you. There was the ethicist.
Yes, we were doing a show, and we were going to have this professional ethicist on, and he had told us he would be on the show and so forth. And then on Friday, he informed Karen Pratt, our executive producer, that no, he was going to be on another show. And she said, but you gave your word. You're a professional ethicist. And he said, I know, but he said, I just got a better deal. I just couldn't turn it down.
A fine book. Great tales. Enjoyed it.
Well, thank you very much, Bob.
CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Bob Schieffer, author of This Just In, What I Couldn't Tell You on TV. There's an excerpt at npr.org. There's also more of our conversation there. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.